So my name is Professor Dinesh Sarlaya. I am a consultant respiratory physician. I am the National Clinical Lead for Industry for Respiratory Medicine at NIHR. I'm also the director for the National Patient Recruitment Center at Bradford.
What is the current state of participation among BAME communities in vaccine studies?
So ethnic minorities are underrepresented in the vaccine trials in the UK. So the vaccine trials have been going on in the UK since May 2020, and the UK led the research effort into finding an efficacious vaccine. And the trials commenced in May 2020. Now, Black, Asian, minority ethnic communities constitute about 13% of the UK population, but only 6% of vaccine study participants to date have belonged to the BME community. A total of 33,449 participants are on the vaccine studies because there are even the licensed vaccine studies are ongoing for their follow-up data. 2,001 are from the ethnic minority communities, which constitutes about 6%, and that's data valid till the 26th of February 21. Now, there is a national vaccine registry where people can register their interests, and about 450,000 participants, people have actually signed up to hear more about these COVID-19 vaccine trials. Again, the signups are only 7.5% from the BME community. Now, it's very easy to register your interest. You have to visit nhs.uk/research contact to register your interest in taking part in the vaccine studies. And this will let researchers like myself and those who run the vaccine trials to get what is called pre-screened data of populations who can take part in these trials. So it's very easy to register your interest. I must emphasize that trials are ongoing and there are more data needed because, you know, we must have heard about the variants and how the future of the vaccine rollout will also take place. Many of us will also need to know whether we need a booster for the for this current pandemic after having the two doses. So trials are ongoing. So we need lots of BAME participants into these trials. Only if we have these participants in these trials, we'll know that the vaccines which subsequently get a license will work in these communities. So it's important for them to register into this.
And what would you say are some of the misconceptions with among BAME communities with regards to the trials?
So I recruited patients from a diverse ethnic minority city like Bradford, which has in certain pockets up to 50% belonging to the BAME community. There's a lot of misleading information really surrounding the safety of the COVID-19 vaccine trials and the vaccines that have been developed. These are concerns around the side effects, the long-term safety and a lack of trust because you know these vaccines have been developed at speed. So what we've done is explain to the public that this speed is partly because of the urgency of getting us out of the pandemic. We've not cut corners. Strict regulatory approvals have been followed. Ethical considerations have taken place. And the reasons for underrepresentation of the BAME groups within these research studies is complex. There's always been this historic problem about this. And some of that is barriers around language, cultural beliefs and values. And that disconnect between people who deliver research, not able to connect with these populations. So we've done a lot of work in Bradford where we've used COVID champions, people within the community who have recovered from COVID to explain how important it is to take part in these trials. And I must say, the NIHR has developed excellent resources. A wide range of vaccine-related frequently asked questions have been developed on the NIHR Be Part of Research website, and that can be accessed on www.bepartofresearch.nihr.ac.uk. So I think the government, the national media, the local media have done tremendous work in encouraging the BME participation. It's really important. We know that COVID-19 disproportionately affects the BME community. And we've used community champions because I think people from the community who, many of the communities who don't have a very strong knowledge of English or have different cultural beliefs, trust their champions within their community. And we also need to focus on older people, people with disabilities and from minority backgrounds. So when we know that these people are disproportionately affected, the vaccine rollout is really, really important in these communities if we are going to exit the pandemic. And taking part in trials is really important because we need to know that these vaccines work within these communities. And that's what these trials are trying to find out.
Why is it so important that people from every background are represented in the trials?
So what we need to know that when we do a vaccine study, every part community or ethnic background take part in these trials? Because, you know, the protocol is the same, but we know that there are ethnic differences in the way that COVID-19 has affected. So we know COVID-19 has disproportionately affected the BAME community. There are certain predisposing factors. And certainly in areas like where we have recruited people, the BAME community seems to be affected because of various reasons. One, the BAME community may not be so physically deconditioned. There is the problem of what we call high body mass index or obesity within this population, and the occurrence of concurrent chronic illnesses within these communities. So taking part in vaccine trials enables the data for these researchers to get the data on this, these particular populations, so that we know whether there are any differences, whether the way these populations behave in response to the vaccines. And when we roll out the vaccines after a license, we know that we have that requisite data within those populations, and we have the confidence that will work within them. And as I previously alluded to, the efficacy and the rollout of an efficacious vaccine is the only exit strategy out of this pandemic. And we hope, as the government has set out the roadmap, that more and more people will take part in the ongoing trials so that we get those positive signals, and as well as engage in the NHS vaccine rollout as well, national vaccine rollout.
Where can people find out more information about the vaccine trials, and where can they sign up to participate?
So I've explained this before. They can actually register their interest by visiting the NHS UK website. And there is an address which says register, research contact to register their interest. It takes place through very few questions. So it asks them about their name and their address and a validated email. You then get a link which is sent to your email ID. And when you click on that link, you fill up a few more questions. And then you get an email saying you're registered into the national registry. So when a trial in your area comes up, then your details will be passed on to that trial site, and you will hopefully receive a phone call from that trial site enabling you to participate in the trial.
That was brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you.